Welcome back to another episode of Live with Carisha. I would like everybody in the building to give a warm welcome. We had legendary night with the legendary media maven Hid Crack in the building.
Y'all far too kind. Thank you so much.
Man, you are mad talented. Thank you so much for coming.
Yo, thank you for having me. And thank you for giving like artists a platform and media people a platform to come and talk that talk. Like, this is the closest thing to Arsenio, I think, that we have in Atlanta. That's real talk. I mean, for real. You know, a stage, a DJ, a band. You know, she's over there working hard with the quiet and the applause and the whole nine.
Did you just compare me to Arsenio?
Yeah, but, you know, female version. You the first Carisha.
Shit like that.
Show love, you get love, you know what I mean?
That's a great Arsenio, huh? Oh, wow.
All you need is a thing, you know, because he had the dog pound with the roof. Y'all need a thing. I don't know if it's like meow, 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 or scratch, you know, but something. We need a thing.
You just made me cry. That was so nice of you. He's amazing. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. So, originally, you're from New York.
Yep, Boogie Down Bronx.
The Boogie Down Bronx. Yes.
How is there more people from the Bronx in here than from Atlanta?
Shit like that.
It's a melting pot. Y'all outside.
We all running from something, ain't we?
So why media? Y'all running from something. So why media? How'd you get into this field?
Kind of stumbled into it, right? So let's rewind back to when I was in high school. There used to be this radio station in Dallas called 100.3 Jams. And they used to have this thing called the roll call. And when you were called on the roll call, you would freestyle or rap. And the people before that, they would say something basic, like, my name's James, and I go to school. I jump in my car because that seems cool. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to diss that person and the person that's going to rap after them, and they won't know what's coming because I was freestyling everything. So it got to the point where I started winning the roll call so much that they was like, yo, just come up here and get your prizes. We ain't mailing it no more. Like, it's cost us too much postage. So I started meeting a lot of people who eventually would end up at the radio station that I ended up applying for years later because, like, you know, I'm in high school at that time, and then I ended up working at a record companies. Like, you know, working behind the scenes, like mailing out records to different, like, radio stations and stuff like that. Yeah, so I got to learn a lot about behind the scenes or all aspects of the business. So it wasn't just, like, about being on the air, but, like, all right, cool. How did the program directors get the music? How did music get on the radio stations? College radio, secondary markets and all that. So I got to learn about all that, budgets, the whole nine.
Right.
And when it was finally time for me to, like, you know, bounce from that situation because I saw the industry changing.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? This ain't going to be the same for long. So let me, like, bust a move and see if I can get to this radio thing. So me and my homie Kino, you know, one third of the Bodega Brothers, the group I'm in, we went to a studio. We made a tape. We acted like we already had a show. And this is what it sound like. And it's like, word, we want y'all to be the night show. And then the rest was history. With no radio experience, just hustle and just, like, you know, alkaline thoughts. You know what I mean?
And you've been stuck with it ever since.
Up and stuck, you know.
So wait, you know, you didn't go to school for journalism or broadcasting or communications or?
Nah, I'm from the Bronx. That was the school. You know what
shit
I mean?
Shit like life experiences. Like that.
Congratulations to make. Oh wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that school can't teach you. You know what I mean? Like, right. I mean, you could learn the basics, like what this button does, but how to walk into a room and have a conversation with anybody in the room, whether you know about their background or whatnot. Like, you know, only life experiences can really teach you that. So I just always made it a point to just, like, know a little bit about everything, and I think it went a long way.
Well done. And I think a lot of people don't know how dope of an artist you are. Like, I know you guys see him on Dish Nation. You see him doing the media thing and the interviews and the broadcasting. But the man can rap. Like, he got bars.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's good music. Mona Lisa Scars. Lovely.
Thank you so much.
Talk to us about what went into getting that together.
Mona Lisa Scars is a record I got out right now featuring my man Mahdi as well as my man Travi, another partner of mine in the Bodega Brothers, produced by my man Polly Rod from the Local Astronauts. And basically, it's a celebration of women and how beautiful women are, you know, when you come into this game with all your original factory parts. You know, and it's not like, you know, I have anything with, you know, anybody who, like, you know, do upgrades and modifications and whatnot, but I want to let y'all know, y'all fly the way you are, man, and, like, you know, a lot of times I think, you know, we be doing just too much to impress people that we don't need to be impressing, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you got to celebrate your flaws, because your flaws is what make you beautiful and unique. Yo, give me Keisha Cole with the gap tooth. You know what I mean?
Yes, I like Gaptooth Keisha.
Give me Lil' Kim from the hardcore poster. You know what I mean? Like, yo, all natural.
I think we need more of that in the industry. We need more people to speak up because it's so much stress to be a girl. Like, the emphasis on having a big butt is like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, you gotta have a butt. You gotta have a butt. But what if I just wanna look, stay little small, trimmy, trim, trim?
Yeah, especially when you go into like them countries that like got multiple syllables in a name and like, you know, you're getting the stuff done illegally in somebody's garage. Like, is it really worth it, ladies? Is it really worth your well-being and livelihood? Now listen, man, that little butt's gonna do. Them regular breasts is gonna do. You don't gotta do all that. You know what I mean? Like, shoot.
I'll keep my little C-cup.
Yeah, yo, C-cups. They okay. C-Cup gang, where y'all at?
Shit like that.
I like it.
I got the golf clap for that one.
It's okay. We still here. It's all love. All women matter. However you want to look, it's however you want to look.
No doubt.
We love y'all all. We love it all. So what's your vision for your music?
So the game plan is just to, you know, drop more consistently. Because being held hostage sometimes by, like, a facade. Not a facade, per se, but, like, just the thing that people see you do every day. Like, just imagine, like, a serial killer, right? A serial killer only kills sometimes, but the serial killer will go to work 5 days a week. So the people that see him at work 5 days a week, like, damn, I didn't know he was a serial killer because he does it one time, like, a month. So that's kind of how it was with the music. You see me do radio 5 days a week. You see me do TV 5 days a week. And I only get the serial kill on the weekend, you know, out of town. You know, so like maybe somebody in Kansas saw me serial kill last weekend. But nobody in Atlanta saw me because you just heard me on TV the other day.
Right.
So, you know, I'm going to be out there more serial killing.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to South by Southwest this weekend. Whole lot of serial killing happening.
A whole lot of serial killing. A
lot of big tones, a lot of new videos coming out, you know, and I'm just going to be like ultra productive, man. Big records coming, and I'm excited. I even got a record in the bag with Zaytoven.
Hey! And we in Atlanta.
And when I tell you the Zaytoven record is out of here, it's out of here, out of here.
Shout out Zaytoven, DJ Bruce Queen, the whole setup. I love them. I love them. I used to intern for them.
Oh, word.
Yeah, I got my start with them.
You are hard worker, yo.
Like, I've had many blog nights, many getting things up on the blog, but like, you got to have this up by 12 o'clock. I got you. When Zay got a project on the way, I had to have it up. So shout out to you. That's going to be a dope project.
Thank you so much. It's called Microdose. Yes. And Mona Lisa Scars is one of the singles from that project.
Okay, you doing big things.
Yeah.
So wait, what if like, okay, so if music goes really crazy and you got to start touring and focusing on that, how is that going to work with the media side of Head Crack?
I mean, the cool thing is like with Dish Nation, like they cool if you take a break and go do something for a little bit and come back. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's a hot mic open for Portia if she decides she wants to come back to work too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we didn't put her on a milk carton yet. So like, that's what I love about Dish Nation so much. Like, we such a family that like, yo, they understand if you need to go shoot a movie or go do that thing you do, you know what I'm saying? It's not really that big of a problem because they know at the end of the day, you still repping the brand and you still a part of this. They're supportive, unlike other industries.
I love it. And how did you get a placement on Dish Nation? How did that come about?
So I got a shout out to the unsung hero who really hooked that deal up. My man Rock T from the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. A lot of people think I'm him. But yeah, Rock T, he was the person who initially got the call about it, and he bought the deal, you know, he bought the situation to the crew, and we was like, hell yeah, this makes sense. And then fast forward 11 years, we still on TV talking crazy, you know what I'm saying? Like, talk about your, you know, your favorite celebrities and whatnot.
Okay.
So it's been dope.
Y'all do the best job at it. So I love Dish Nation. I love y'all. Like, you guys stand up. Y'all the top.
Yo, it really helped white people in middle America know who the hell Head Crack is.
Okay.
Shit like that.
I'd be in the airport and like, you know, like a little lady would run down on me. What we dishing about? And I'm like, oh shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't ready.
So where do you find time to box? I heard you're a boxer too.
Yeah, so like I'm currently semi-retired, but celebrity boxing. I don't know if you guys ever seen it like on TV, like when like, you know, different people fight other celebrities. So I saw the very first one like when I was like in high school, and I was like, yo, one day I'm gonna do that. So celebrity boxing came back like 3 years ago, and I'm watching and I'm like, not only can those guys not fight that good, they're not really celebrities. I think I'm more famous than those people. So I have my manager, Anna, big shout out to her, reach out to Damon Felder, who like puts together the whole celebrity boxing thing, and he got me down with it. So I'm under the impression I'm about to fight like another radio person. Right, right. I'm like, yo, I'm about to knock Academic's hat off. You know what I'm saying? Or, oh, I thought I was going to fight like a Love & Hip Hop person.
Right, right.
And initially I was. And then like that person like backed out between point A and point B. And it's like, all right, hear me out, head crack. What if you fought Kimbo Slice Jr.?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And I'm like, he a fighter though.
Like
a
shit
fighter
like that,
fighter.
Shit like that. Shit like that. Shit like
and
that.
I was like, you know what? I hate my job. Fuck it. Let's go for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went in there and I trained like Rocky. And not the way Rocky trained in Rocky 3.
Yes.
I trained like Rocky Balboa in Rocky 4. Like running barefoot, got with the dopest trainer in the city. Shout out to my man Pepper from Pepper Boxing.
You look amazing.
Oh, this is me after eating pizza. You should have saw me like 6 months ago. But, you know, like, but I trained hard, you know what I'm saying? Stayed in the gym, got in the gym, sparred with people that could, like, you know, clean my clock, and that made me better. And when June came around and me and Kimbo Slice Jr. stepped in the ring, I don't know, man. The street saying I got that one, you know what I'm saying? Knocked him down in the second round. He got back up, though. But, you know, but, like, he went down. I didn't go down. And I think I landed more punches. So, you know, it is what it is.
So you knocking him out, too. You serial killing and you knocking people out.
Shit only, like that. Shit like that.
I feel like I'm like that. Mel Gibson like in Lethal that. Weapon 1. Like, yo, this kid got a death wish. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah. So that's what made me feel alive that year.
I like that. So what's coming up? What's Headcrack giving us?
So, you know, in addition to, you know, still killing it on Dish Nation, dropping a new project, Microdose, and getting ready to drop my new video, Mona Lisa Scars, I'm actually just got tapped to host a brand new TV show on a streaming platform called Red Coral, and I can't give you all the details about it, but it's coming soon. We're going into production in the next few weeks. Shout out to my man Nails. And this is going to be a really dope platform for artists. So if you're a rapper and you feel like you rappity rap and you the dopest person on your block, or maybe you dopest person in your zip code, or even perhaps your potential zone, you may want to keep your eye on the kid, because we might have a place for you in this new show.
Hey, shout out to the T on Lava Carisha. Make some noise.
Hey.
Doing your thing. I commend you. But first, give him his flowers one more time. Everybody makes noise for Headcrack, y'all.
Let's go!
It's legendary night.
Appreciate y'all.
And to say that you are not a legend in the media industry, you're capping. You're doing your thing, brother.
I mean, I don't get caught up in all that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're doing amazing.
Some of my contemporaries have boats. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, I'm still working.
We'll get you a boat. Your boat is coming. Drop the project with Zaytoven, then you're going to get a whole yacht.
No, the crazy thing is, like, you know, you think you want a boat until you find out how much boat upkeep is. Like, you know, because Ricky got a couple boats, and I'm like, damn, bro, how much it costs to gas this up? He's like $5,000 a tank. And I'm like, yo, a raft is cool. then you got to store it.
You are hilarious.
The people ain't ready for boat problems.
Okay, boats cost money. So listen, I have this new segment. It's called Axe Crack. So before I ask him, I need you guys to all give me your energy and say Axe Crack. Let's try it on three. One, two, three.
Axe Crack.
You got it.
Some of y'all said ass.
Okay, so after I say Axe Crack, y'all say Axe Crack, and then I'm going to Axe Crack. So, Axe Crack.
Shit like that, shit like that, shit like that.
Vanity Fair's past event has social media in a frenzy. I know you guys seen the pictures, especially power couple Ciara and Russell Wilson, who everyone has been talking about. So what is your thoughts on Ciara's dress? Do you think it was too much or wasn't? Like, what's your take?
You know, Ciara held the goodies from us long enough, and I think she waited till the right time to show them off. You know, I think she gave a lot of people hope. Because how many people, you know, thought it was over after you had your first or second kid? Like, yo, she out here giving you hope. Now, also, she probably has the best trainers that money can buy. And possibly a little bit of sculpting going on. However, she showed you that it could be done. So I'm not mad at it. And her husband was right there. So it wasn't like she was out there campaigning solo, you know, trying to catch Rob Kardashian or something.
Period.
You know what I mean? So she's out here showing off the goods, man.
Well said, well said. Okay, Axe Crack. Diplo does a podcast and says he receives a blowjob from a man, no eye contact, because he is not gay. What's your thoughts?
Like the singer who made Let's Get It On, he gay.
Shit like that, shit like that, shit like that. Shit
in
like
a nutshell.
That.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye, for those who didn't get it, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Axe Crack. Angela Bassett has been getting talks again. The Oscars just passed, and they said she was snubbed. She lost the award to sister Jamie Lee Curtis. What's your thoughts?
So, on the Oscars, I was rooting for everybody black and Jamie Lee Curtis. So, we kind of won because I'm a horror movie fan, and Jamie Lee Curtis did a thing in Halloween. However, Angela Bassett low-key carried Wakanda forever. What do y'all think?
Shit like that. Shit like that.
If my memory serves me correctly, they have given out two Oscars before in a situation where two people deserved it. So I do feel like Shorty was snubbed because she gave passion. Have I not given enough for my country?
Shit like that. Shit
I probably
like that.
Mixed
Shit
three like movies like together that. When I did that. However, she definitely deserved it because like she really brought the passion and emotion. I felt like my son died when she acted, so.
I know, it hit me. It hit me. Well said.
But have you seen Anywhere, Everything, All at Once?
No, and I told Bay that I really want to see it. It's on Vudu. It's online.
Anybody seen it?
Has anyone seen it yet? Is it good? They swept at the Oscars. They took home everything.
And here's the thing. When you finally see it, I want to let you know, and I hope y'all all understand that everything that happened in that movie is fucking real.
What?
It is. If you know, you know. The woke ones know. Somebody walking around here with beads and smelling like incense? One of y'all? Is any? Am I alone here? Okay. Anybody meditate? If you know, you know. That movie is real.
I'm going to check it out.
My man over there, he know.
I'm going to check it out. Moving that at my house. Okay, lastly, Axe Crack. Meg Thee Stallion has returned to social media and came to Vanity Fair looking beautiful. Yeah. What's your thoughts?
I mean, she looked beautiful. I mean, what more could you want? Like, I mean, she survived the shooting. She put Tory Lanez in jail. Like, I mean, like, damn. They done locked Tosamity Sam up, man.
Shit like that. Shit like that.
Straight
shit
like that. That. Like y'all that. Ready for hot seat questions? You ready for hot seat questions?
Go! Let's get it.
Hot seat questions on Lava Creature with Head Crack.
I got warrants, man. So every time that thing come on.
You be all right.
All right.
Do you eat glizzies with ketchup or mustard?
I don't eat glizzies. Because here's the thing. I live in Atlanta. It looked phallic. And I watched the documentary recently on how hot dogs is made. I'm done with glizzies. I got a lifetime glizzy ban.
So Headcrack is not eating glizzies.
I aged out like a foster kid.
What two celebrities would you be stranded on an island with?
Like, for sexual purposes? Or like, yo, you fucked up. Now we stranded on this island. You're an idiot.
No, you guys just stranded.
All right, so somebody I would like to pass the time with. Let me get Rosario Dawson and Nicki Minaj.
Okay, that's a fun island adventure.
One of them going to fight each other, but last
May the
person
best woman
standing,
win.
Yeah, we're going to have to repopulate that island.
Oh, crazy.
Do we get off the island eventually?
Eventually you do.
After how long?
Maybe a few years.
All right, cool. That's enough time to do what I need to do. Cool.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Yes.
Getting hot over there. Yes. Can you dance?
I can dance. Is it connected to the threesome thing?
No.
Okay, cool. I can dance, but really basic, minimal dances that just really require shoulder work. Like, I'm not going to get light with it. I ain't going to show you how sturdy I am. My knees are made of Kit Kats, man. But, you know, like, I can do basic stuff. I used to be a breaker back in the day.
Oh,
you know
God,
what I'm saying?
I'm not
like,
a breaker.
Yeah.
In your opinion, who's the greatest rapper from New York?
The greatest rapper from New York. That's a very aggressive question, Carisha.
I'm sorry. You're in the hot seat.
Any, like, aggressive, like, yo, I do crime. Or aggressive, like, I rap tough.
Like, who's the most lyrical?
Most lyrical? I gotta give it up to Nas. Like, I mean, because, yo, it is 2023 and Nas is still putting out quality music. Meanwhile, some of your favorite rappers are not. You know what I mean? So, like, yo, Nas has just showed that you can reinvent yourself. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. That dude is quietly almost a billionaire out here.
Amen. Amen. You better talk about it. Have you ever teabagged a chick?
Only by request. You just can't just drop that on somebody.
Oh. So, you know, they have to ask.
They have to ask. I ain't going to just do it because, like, the last thing I need is, like, head crack teabagged me. And I didn't ask for it. This dude's not a gentleman.
I'm cracking up. What's the hardest drug you ever took?
Hardest drug I ever took? Ayahuasca. And the crazy thing is, ayahuasca ain't a drug, it's a plant. And, yo, like, if you ever want to find out everything that is, like, holding you back or anything that is, like, you know, not right in your life or just trying to get over a trauma or just want to find out the answers that's going on in here, ayahuasca is the gateway that will take you over the finish line. There's so many people whose lives have been changed by ayahuasca. Like, you know, people have been gunshot victims, people who are trying to get over drug addiction and the whole nine. Like, that was it for me. And I've gone on 4 ayahuasca retreats and participated in 11 ayahuasca ceremonies. What? And that thing right there is one of the most amazing things ever. It even gave me the ability to even heal people.
Medical Minute 101.
No, dead ass. Like, so, you know, to be transparent, and I never tell lies with a microphone in my hand.
Right.
There was a girl who was there who, like, was unable to give birth. And when I got there, for whatever reason, we just connected. Like, that was the person I talked to because she'd been to some of these retreats before. And after my first night, I had this amazing breakthrough. I got the experience what it felt like when my mother passed. Mm-hmm. Because I was, like, my soul wasn't right about it. My mother died young. You know what I mean? So I wanted to
know. Sorry to hear that.
You know, you want to say it's like the circle of life, but I wasn't ready. Like, I'm still fucked up about it. You know what I'm saying? But I got to feel, like, what my mother experienced when she passed. I got to feel what my grandmother experienced when she passed. And I also got to experience what Biggie experienced when he passed. Because I'm a hip-hop head. I just wanted to know. But so after that first night, I was like, yo, I got all the answers I wanted. I wanted to lend my energy into the room and help people. And so during the third ceremony of my first retreat, I was able to actually, and once again, the same people who knows Anything Everywhere All at Once is a real movie. You know what this is about. I was able to send my energy into her and fix her. And I can't tell you how I knew, but I just knew. And I rolled over after the ceremony. I was like, hey, listen, you're going to have a baby. It's going to be a girl, and you're going to have it in 11 months. She looked at me like, you motherfucker. Because, like, you know, she was unable to have kids. And, like, how dare you say that to me? We kept in touch. We exchanged numbers. 5-6 weeks later, she texted me a picture of a pregnancy stick. She had a baby in 11 months, like I said. It was a boy.
It was a boy.
But he might be gay. So I was still almost right.
You were still almost right.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It was close. That was amazing. That's a blessing.
You know, so I want to become a better healer because you hear about Reiki healers and people who can just do ill mystical stuff. I want to be able to heal people in that way because, like, I mean, making money is cool and shit, but what if, like, you can, like, really help people with their problems?
Yes.
And not just their financial problems.
Immediately, yes.
Like, what if I could, like, touch you and all of a sudden you don't have cysts? Or what if I could touch you and all of a sudden your anxiety goes away?
Or if you could touch me and give me a bigger butt.
Shit like,
you know?
Shit like that.
I know that I would be game like for. If and you I could would, just touch it, then I would be game.
Shoot, I would call myself Dr. Atlanta and I work in the back of Magic City. So I could really live up to the name.
I'm cracking up. That's hilarious. What's the most romantic thing you ever did for a lady?
That's a good question. Okay. Because, like, I do nice things. You know, I present nice dates. I may not be the most romantic person. Because sometimes I'm just so brutally honest that it'll go from being like, oh, that was beautiful. And it's like, yo, I did that because I thought you'd be into that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, which brings it down a peg.
Right.
Sometimes the blunt honesty, like, sometimes brings it down a peg. So I am a work in progress, and I understand. And, like, I'm waiting for God to fix me. And I'm on my way.
And you're on your way. You're on your way. Where can they follow you if they're hiding under a rock?
Check this out. I'm on all social media at HEADKRACK. Wherever you're stealing your music from, you can also find me there as well. My new single is Mona Lisa Scars, and I made it for everybody in this room. And for everybody who does not have, like, estrogen in their system, I got other records for y'all, like For the Love and Violence and my whole project that I dropped in 2021 called Action Park, man. Come take this ride for me, man. I made music to meet you when you're at your lowest point in life. So when shit is good again, you remember how my music made you feel, and now you're living in better times, man. So that's what I'm here for.
Amen, amen. Head Crack checking in with us on Lava Carisha. Make sure you stream Mona Lisa Scars on our platforms. It's a beautiful song. I lie to you not. Follow me everywhere. You know where to follow me at Carisha Diva on all platforms. Again, stay fabulous, stay blessed. Peace.
Let's go!